Long, long ago, in the land of Israel, little Pebble lived by the side of a beautiful stream with his four friends, Big Pebble, Shiny Pebble, Brown Pebble, and Gray Pebble. Little Pebble didn't think he was very important, just a little nobody. But God had a plan for little Pebble. One day, he was awakened by people running all around him.
I wonder what is going on, Shiny Pebble.
I don't know, Big Pebble. Oh my, I just got stepped on.
And I just got wet. I'm always getting wet.
Don't worry, Brown Pebble. I just got wet, too. Little Pebble, you sure are awfully quiet. What you doing?
I'm trying to see why so many people are running, Gray Pebble. They seem to be scared of something.
Oh my, the ground is walking.
The ground can't walk.
It's only shaking.
The ground has never shook before.
Look over there. It is a giant.
So that's why all those people were running. They're scared of the giant.
Suddenly, the giant Goliath started to speak.
Which one of you cowards dares to fight me, Goliath the giant?
Is he talking to us, Big Pebble?
No, he is talking to those soldiers who have just finished running over us.
You see, my young friends, this here is war. The people behind us are the Israelites, and Goliath and his soldiers, they're the Philistines.
How do you know, Brown Pebble?
I've seen many a war in my time, Sonny. Besides, I heard two people talking about it the other day. The Israelites are scared stiff of that huge giant.
And so day after day, again and again, the giant Goliath came out to challenge the Israelites and mock their God. But all the soldiers were so scared that no one dared to face him. But one day, there was a commotion on Israel's side. It seemed someone had accepted Goliath's challenge to fight.
Oh, I bet he's a very tall and big.
He has to be if he's gonna fight Goliath.
Look, I think that's him over there. I just heard one of the soldiers saying...
David, this is foolishness. You must reconsider. Look at his size. He will bury you alive.
But God will help me win.
I think this David is going to fight Big Goliath.
But he is so small. What do you think, Shiny Pebble?
He doesn't look very strong.
Hold up, Pebbles. He's walking towards us.
David walked over to the stream. And to their surprise, he picked up Big Pebble, Gray Pebble, Shiny Pebble, and Brown Pebble.
He probably won't pick me. I'm just the smallest little pebble of them all.
But yes, David did pick up Little Pebble and placed all five pebbles in his bag. Then he walked over to where Goliath stood. The giant laughed out loud when he saw Little David.
Do you think I am a dog that can be chased away with nothing but a shepherd's staff? By the gods, I'll finish you off and feed you to the birds, you foolish little boy!
You come to me with a spear and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord whom you have mocked. Today the Lord God will give us the victory, that everyone may know that there is a God who helps those who trust in him.
Having heard enough, Goliath came bounding towards David, expecting this fight to be an easy victory. David quickly put his hand in his bag that held the five pebbles and picked out Little Pebble.
Oh, whoopee! He chose me!
Then David put Little Pebble in his sling and swung it around and around and around. Little Pebble went flying through the air and bang! He hit Goliath right on the forehead and the mighty giant fell crashing to the ground.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
So you see, even though Little Pebble was just a small stone, God used him to help fight the battle and win the victory that day against the big and mighty Goliath and the armies of the Philistines.